It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder. Embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Hey, welcome to Loving the Strange, a podcast of weird things and no judgment and loving everyone anyways, which is kind of pretty important for our spooky October episode tonight.
Why?
Because it's all about doing the horizontal hokey pokey with some ghosts.
I hope so.
All right, so Shawnee apparently has always wanted to do the horizontal hokey pokey with some ghosts, which I didn't know until recently. I didn't know that until I don't know if I would have married you if I had known that ahead of time. But let me do the official podcast opening. Are you okay with that?
Please do.
Okay, so last week our listeners requested, demanded that we talk about ghost sex in honor of Halloween month. Sean, of course, was all in. And I, of course, was like, are you serious? Are you serious? Are you serious? OMG, I can't handle that. But because I am really conflict averse and have a Bill Clinton-esque like of making everybody happy issue, I'm like, okay, fine. So...
That's true. She's never assaulted me with a cigar, though.
No, but I do have this horrible, like, oh, let's make everybody happy so everyone can like me kind of horrible thing going on. And I would like to say that, fortunately, Cheryl Daly is with me on this one. And I feel a little less alone.
But how is Cheryl with you?
I don't think Cheryl.
What's their point of agreement?
I'm assuming. And John Bell said John likes it because he doesn't have to cuddle or have small talk afterwards. John Bell. I know you grew up with Sean, and you have these certain perceptions of him from your high school years, but I gotta tell you, buddy. Sean is Captain Cuddle.
Captain. I am. I basically, I don't want to say demand because
he demands.
That makes
demands.
Me seem like a chauvinist ass, but.
He is, but yeah, he demands.
She's pretty much right on top of, right, not on top of me, but right next to me, skin to skin.
Sean and I, despite the fact that neither of us are a ghost, are a pretty good couple, though we're both alive, because we are both wicked cuddlers. Like, we are very, like, when we're not in public, like, you sit on the couch, you have to have, like, one part of your body touching the other person. I don't know what
That's usually Carrie's feet on my lap.
But it's the same way in bed. And I once heard this like adorable story about these two old people who, like, I don't remember if this was part of a Jane Smiley novel or was like a real story, but like every night they held hands when they fell asleep. And that was so sweet to me. But in truth, every night what happens when we go to sleep is I like throw a leg over Sean. And then eventually we turn over and Sean throws something over me.
Not a leg, mind you.
and it's very, very cuddly. So I don't know how we would ever get away with having surreptitious ghost sex with a ghost without the other person knowing, but maybe.
I think it's happened before.
You've had sex with a ghost?
No. God, think about the ghost that you think inhabits our house.
It sounds the ghost that I think inhabits our house is you.
No, it's your mother.
Oh, yeah, that one. You better not be having sex with my mother. Oh my lord, that like just threw this into a whole new dimension.
No, I'm all set, baby.
You having sex with my ghost mother is a divorceable offense, honestly.
Well, you know, at my age, it's one and done every night anyway, so.
Oh, my God. All right, anyways.
There's nothing left for the ghost.
All right, going back to our topic. So Sean apparently has had a little bit of a fantasy about having sex with a ghost. And apparently, this is not an unusual fantasy. I did not know this until I went on Google. And then I was kind of scared because there was a lot of really, 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 really naughty stuff. And I am uptight because I'm from New Hampshire. But anyways, apparently there's a succession of steps that you have to take in order for your Sean fantasy to come true.
Really?
Yes. And the first step is attracting a ghost to your house.
Okay.
And I do not...
How do you do that?
Well, I don't think we should. All right. Sean and I are not endorsing you voluntarily haunting your house. And by this disclaimer, you cannot sue us later if ghosties come. But apparently, over on Speaking of the Dead, and the link is in the podcast notes, there are a few ways to attract spooky spirits, right? Mm-hmm. If someone in your house has psychic abilities, that helps. If your house is neglected and has neglectful occupants, that helps.
Two for two.
Oh, you liar. Three. If your house is full of passive people, and I'm not quite sure how to explain passive people other than not here, but they are not people of strong will.
Okay.
You're more likely to get haunted, and the spirits are more likely to come to you, according to Speaking of the Dead. Four, if your house is full of like volatile people and relationships, like it's like, rah! The cops are coming all the time, you're more likely to have a haunted house.
We're not doing very well.
I know, we're really failing. Number five, what, Ben?
I said, damn it.
Do you want to like start having domestics and the cops coming? I kind of don't. All right, so five, an old house. Again, we fail. Mm-hmm. And then six is like, if you think about ghosts a lot and you're like kind of obsessing about them, they're more likely to show up.
Huh. Once again, it's a strikeout, though.
I know. We've failed on so many.
I'm never having sex with a ghost.
You never. Well, all right. There's other things you can do, baby. It's not. Don't give up yet. If this is your dream, it can eventually happen.
Thank you, baby. I'm glad you support me.
So what you want to do if you want to have sex with a ghost is, you want to be open to having sex with a ghost. You want to be a little bit obsessed with the thoughts of ghosts. You want to, like, have an older house that's creepy. Oh, Dee has a comment. Dee says, rent an old house and have arguments there. Or have other people have arguments there and then sleep there at night.
We already tried that. Didn't work.
We did?
Yeah, the house in Lemoyne.
Oh, that was a creepy house. We didn't argue there, though.
Not really.
No. Oh my gosh, I just remembered something.
What?
Why is our life so weird that I don't even remember things like this? Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you will in a second. Sean and I used to have a house that we had rented to his brother in a hopes of getting...
And
his family to stay here, right? Bar Harbor, where we live, is a beautiful tourist community, but there aren't a lot of high-paying jobs. So at the same time, the housing stock is limited because it's on an island with a national park where you can't build houses in the national park, right? There's also like a beautiful college, so student housing is in demand. So the housing stock itself is very small and very limited. And because of this, even people who have decent jobs, like first responders, can't afford to buy houses, right? What? Why are you laughing? I think this
That's
is
a why. Whole lot of history for your ghost story, baby. So we bought my brother a house, basically.
Yeah, and we rented it to him and lost money every month.
But not much. Just a hair.
A lot. So you know, anyways,
the ghost story.
All right, so anyways, that his bro, who was an EMT, paramedics person, firefighter, and his adorable, beautiful family, stayed here for like a year. And then they left anyway, even though we bought them a house. And we do not resent them at all. We love them. We just miss them. Yes. And so then we were like, what do we do with this house? We're going to have to weekly rental it to try to recap our losses. And then our town got very angry about weekly rentals and it became a brouhaha. But anyways, we were renting all of our houses at this point. And we stayed at that house because we needed to stay somewhere for a week. And we went to our friends, the Benches, and the Benches are beautiful people. They're museum people and like just lovely humans. They have a beautiful family. But whenever I go to the Benches, I tend to have more alcohol than I've ever had in my ever entire life. And I'm not quite sure what happens at the Benches.
You're shooting your story in the foot by saying
that. But it always happens. Whatever. So eventually we go back home, we go to sleep. It's like 5 a.m, right? In this house. And I wake up and I feel like two fingers moving across my left thigh. And it's like a very, very obvious feeling. Like, and it wakes me up. And I think, oh my God, Sean. Oh my God.
Like she should have known better.
And I turn over and there's Sean on the bed going.
I don't snore like that.
Yeah, he does. Except occasionally he's like. Like that. So I'm like, oh my God, he didn't. And his hands are like totally like pressed into his body. Not normal for Sean. But I'm like, what the heck? He didn't just touch my leg. And so I wake him up because I'm a jerk. I'm like, ah! And he's like, whatever, baby, go sleep. And hugs me. But like, I can still remember the feeling of those two fingers lightly brushing against my inner thigh.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, actually.
And it was freaky. And then we contacted all the one of the past owners of that house, and they're like, who's now a city councilor in our town. And he's like, oh yeah, the house is so haunted. And then told us all the stories about that house being haunted. And we had no idea. And it was really freaky. But I would say that that is the closest we've ever been to a ghost having sex with us.
Yeah, that wasn't ghost sex, though. That was just a ghost cop feel. Like David Copperfield. I mean, David Copperfield.
I'm afraid of what would happen if we had lived there all our time, like all our life. Like, I feel like things would have happened.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. It wasn't your thigh, buddy. It was kind of cute.
Hopefully they would have switched. What? Was it girl fingers or boy fingers? Not that it matters, but.
In my head, it was boy fingers.
Well, must have been hetero then.
I don't know, man. It could have been bi. It could have been bi ghost. I don't know. I'm not up close and personal with the ghost. But anyways, hello. And welcome to our podcast if you're just tuning in. Carrie Davies said, so kind of like Dan Aykroyd in Ghostbusters, beautiful girl ghost undoes his belt buckle and ... I think that's what Sean's dream is, Carrie.
Nah, I'm not going to be wearing a belt to bed, okay? But that'd be all right.
Oh, man. Anyways.
What? I don't understand why people are like, no, stop. Just let it ride.
Not everyone's like you, baby. So
let it ride.
So after you attracted the ghosty spirits to your house.
Oh my God, I forgot what we were talking about 3 days ago.
But I'm bringing you back. The next thing you have to determine is whether or not the ghosts get all hot and bothered, like a cast member of the Golden Girls when you're there. And
no, that's not what I'm looking for.
According to Higgy Pop, ghosts maybe do, maybe don't. Who knows? Yeah, okay. So the Cut, which is another web journal site. They go in super depth about ghosts and this feeling of like ghosty, sexy attraction, right? And I'm going to quote from them right now if Sean will stop laughing. So according to them, the origins of this, like, I want to have sex with a ghost, or, oh my gosh, I just had sex with a ghost, is, quote, for as long as humans have been conscious of a spiritual realm, humans have dreamed and fantasized and, parenthetical, some claim, experienced doing it with ghosts. Medieval legends told the tale of succubus and incubus, demons who would invade human bodies and have sex with them. It's a long-standing cross-cultural phenomenon, and one that probably isn't going away anytime soon. So how does it work? Most people experience ghost sex as a dream or as they're falling into or out of sleep. And scientists estimate it's because our brains are really, really susceptible to hallucinations at those times.
I believe it.
Okay. So famous people have said that they've done it with ghosts. And almost all these famous people are women, which is kind of interesting. And one of the first ones who've said it recently, that seems kind of a juxtaposition, but whatever, is Paranormal Activity 2 actress Natasha Blasic, who said, suddenly I could feel that somebody was touching me and the hands were pushing me against my will. And I could feel the weight of the body on top of me. My body was pushed in different directions. And at first I was very confused with all that. Then I just decided to relax, and it was really, really pleasurable.
Sweet.
Yes. Anna Nicole Smith said way back in 2004 in an interview with FHM, quote, a ghost would crawl up my leg and have sex with me at an apartment a long time ago in Texas. I used to think it was my boyfriend. Then one day I woke up and I found out it wasn't.
Honestly, so, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You gotta stop blaming me for all of those middle of the night wake me up things that you blame me for all the time. Maybe it's not me.
You're such a liar.
I'm just saying.
You're just a liar.
There's a strong possibility that it's not me every time.
There's a strong possibility you're a liar.
No. I don't think so.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. So what about sleep apnea?
All right. So sleep apnea is this feeling that we're like, and we've talked about before, right? Where you like, you're in this weird brain state and you can't move, and it's almost like you're half awake and half asleep. And a lot of people believe that people who dream or believe that they've had intercourse with ghosts are actually experiencing a kind of sleep apnea.
Wait a minute. Right? Not sleep apnea. That's the breathing problem.
Oh, sleep. Sleep. What is it? What's the word?
Paralysis.
Yes. Oh my God, that's so horrible.
I said it first, so I'll take the blame. Because I was thinking about it when you were imitating me snoring. Which I don't use a CPAP machine, but.
But you should.
No, it makes me sleep too hard that I can't wake up in the middle of the night and pretend like I'm a ghost.
Oh my God. Anyways, so they believe that a lot of people, that feeling of fear that happens in sleep paralysis. It's very easy to morph into a feeling of arousal.
Whew. Not for me, it wasn't. when I used to have it, I was flat out afraid.
And so, like, a lot of people, they think that they try to, like, kind of control it. And so they'll tweak what's happening in their sleep paralysis into something logical and much more fun. And so they'll be like, oh,
yeah, I'm having sex with the ghost.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much, yeah. Isn't that crazy? But interesting, but cool.
I'm just pissed I never thought of it.
I'm so sorry, baby. Maybe, you know.
I did try to control my sleep paralysis simply by making myself know what was going on and forcing myself back to sleep. It worked pretty well.
There's this one woman who, I don't know how to talk about this without being naughty.
Okay. It's ghost sex. You probably can't be naughty. Go ahead.
All right. So basically, she would try to control her sleep paralysis in which she was super scared. Mm-hmm. And visualize her own hand as like a ghostly specter. And then
he was just masturbating.
Yeah. Okay, you can say the word, but I'm too uptight. But she would like basically, and then it would be all right.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
I never did that.
Things as a child I never imagined I'd be talking about as an old person. The end. Yep. Yeah.
You're not that old, baby.
Babe, I feel old.
65 is not old today.
I've got to tell you, baby, you are a well-preserved 82-year-old.
Thank you. You know why?
Oh, no, I don't want to know why. So, Ranker, and we again have this note in the podcast. They have this entire article of 10 real women who say they've had sex with a ghost by Jacob Shelton. I find it really funny that a man wrote this story, and I'm just going to let that out there. But I don't think Kesha is in there. Have you read about Kesha?
She's in my list, I think.
Oh, really? Do you want to talk about Kesha?
Yeah, I will. Let me look it up. But the one thing you just said that...
That the man's writing about the woman who have sex with the ghost. Yeah.
Yeah. But it made me think that the vast majority, like probably more than 90% of the stories are all women.
Well, you also know that most people who have sleep paralysis are women.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, that's because you've had it. So you're special, baby.
Wow. I don't know if my article's about Kesha is too good.
That's all right.
But
she's a celebrity. It makes it good.
It says she joined the American Academy of Ghost Boners in 2012.
That's not a thing. That's not a thing.
It's in the article. And this article's on...
I can't believe that's a thing.
This article's on Bustle.com.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, keep going.
Okay. I just got distracted by the two Carrie's comments. I'll get back to that. Anyways.
Okay.
She claimed during an appearance on Ryan Seacrest's radio show that her song Supernatural was inspired by having sexy time with a ghost. She further hammered the point home during an appearance on Conan the same year, proclaiming that she went to the bone zone with a ghost.
Oh, no.
1 year later, she reported...
She's such a bro.
I know.
Oh, my God.
1 year later, she reported on Jimmy Kimmel Live that her vagina was haunted. Which I just think is hilarious.
No, she did not.
Yeah. Kesha. She's got a haunted vagina. Must make noises at night.
Ooh. I don't know. Those like chains rattle.
Yeah. Ooh.
I would like to remind everyone that I did not want to do this podcast topic, but here
I did. I did.
He did.
But I'm really surprised that you know who John Holmes is.
I don't.
Oh! I'm surprised the other Carrie knows who John Holmes is.
Is he a porn star?
He was. I'm pretty sure he died of AIDS because he was.
Oh,
he was that's why I didn't think you knew him. He was an early porn star. Like he was a front runner, and he was I think he died in the 80s. So he was super hairy. Or early 90s. He had a huge
thingamajigga?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like huge. Okay. Huge!
Okay. Okay. Baby, would you like to read John Bell's comment?
My wife wants to know why her ghost is better in bed than me. What's the interweb say about that? Well, I got an answer for that. Because if it's, what if it's a ghost that died when they were like in their 20s or 30s? And they're still like a powerhouse in bed.
They're 17. They're like 17.
Yeah, right? Maybe they're a teenager. And they're not one and done. They're like 10 seconds between rounds.
I think I remember like an Anne Rice novel. Not one of the ones that were erotica, but like
the,
real.
The vampire trilogy there, yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't the vampires. It was like the Mayflower witches people.
I don't even know about the vampire novels, honey. I don't know what you're talking about.
Dude, you've got a lot of learning to do. So anyways, she also had a series.
How would I have known what the books were about if I don't know what you're talking about?
She also had, all right, so she made like the Interview with the Vampire series, right?
Oh, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the it wasn't Cinderella. It was the other princess. Yeah, is that the one you're talking about?
No.
With all the bondage and stuff?
Okay, Sam, my beloved Sam Spellacy, even though she's one of my besties, I still don't know how to say her last name because I suck. Sam knows because Sam is effing brilliant. And it's the Mayfair witches.
Sam probably owns a book.
Probably, and I need to borrow them from her. But anyways, the Mayfair,
hell yeah.
The Mayfair witches, like in one of those things, it had a really sexy scene that I remember I was like scandalized by when I read, in which one of the witches has sex with a ghost, pretty much, I think. And I think that's part of what made it so hot and sexy. Plus the movie Ghost, remember, with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore, and he's dead, but he comes back.
That wasn't
back
hot
and they have,
sexy.
It wasn't.
That was just sad. But somebody that's listening right now knows the name of the series I'm talking about by Anne Rice, but it was her pseudonym.
Yeah, it was like Roller Court or like Anne.
I don't. Yeah, but the books were about princes and princes and princesses that were put into sexual enslavement.
BDSM, right?
A lot of it was, yeah.
It was like Anne Rollerquarry.
Something like that.
And it was like the claiming of beauty, beauty's punishment.
Oh, that's right.
Beauty's
release.
Yeah.
Good job, baby. Because you used to own them, but then somebody, you owned one, but it's disappeared because somebody wanted to read it, and we haven't seen it since. I'm not going to say who that somebody was.
We will not.
But it was a family member.
It was my great Nana.
Yeah, she took it to the grave with her.
Took it to the grave.
Anyways.
I don't remember what we were talking about, man.
So, see, I knew Sam would know that.
Sam knows everything. Sam is effing brilliant. I love Sam. Sam, I love you.
We should go over to their house and take a look at Sam's library someday.
We probably should.
Anyways, we were talking about sleep paralysis and how some scientists think that's really what this whole ghost thing is.
That's what's going on, right? But who cares about scientists? Scientists are boring.
It's a lot more fun to believe you're having sex with a ghost.
Yes. There's this person that's in the Ranker article. Again, in the podcast notes are all the links and resources. And their name is S. Jameson, and they believe that they found the ghost of their dreams, whose name was Robert. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Not, I don't know yet.
Okay, so Ms. Jameson, in an interview with the Daily Mail, said about Robert, he was very handsome. with beautiful hazel eyes. Maybe that sounds like you.
Do you know what it would be like if I was lucky enough to come back to Earth as a ghost after I die? I'd be the horniest ghost in the world.
Babe, I really feel like that's not something you should say in front of your wife.
You know it's true, though.
I don't feel like it's something you should say in front of your wife.
But you won't mind?
I will totally mind. I am a jealous, horrible human being.
Well, that's true, but
still. He has jealousy issues. No!
I'll be dead.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen? You're going to haunt the people. You're going to do the business, and then I'm going to murder the people on their feet. And that is just not the end of my life saga that I want.
That's not how you planned it out, huh?
Mm-mm. I want to be happy in heaven, honestly.
All right, I'll just come back and do you.
I'll be dead. I'll be dead in heaven, too. I'm going to die first. I can't handle that. Okay, anyways. So, I'm going to tell you about Robert.
Oh, okay.
And this is really hard for me because we all know I'm uptight. So, he was very handsome with beautiful hazel eyes. And as we made love, he stroked my body tenderly. And I could feel the weight of him pressing down on me. His body felt incredibly light. The whole encounter lasted an hour. Good on you, Robert.
No joke.
And afterwards, he whispered, "That was the most amazing thing I have ever experienced." As we drifted off to sleep in one another's arms, a voice in my head kept asking, "Is this really happening?"
Sadly, I think that lady was just super drunk.
Sadly, their relationship didn't last super long because Robert got his wings and got to go to heaven.
Because he woke up in the morning and hauled ass. No.
And the lady said, Jameson said, a couple of days after our first encounter, Robert arrived and said it would be our last night together. I never asked why. I sobbed when
he was married.
I sobbed when I woke, and Robert was no longer in my bed. I guess I had been falling in love.
That's kind of sad.
That's super, super sad.
Be better if it was some married drunk guy she dragged home from the bar.
No. Baby, do you have any ghost sex stories that you want
to share? I do. I bet you want to know where it's from, too, don't you?
I would love to know where it's from,
so we don't get
sued, honestly.
The source is not that.
The source is Sean's creepy, perverted brain?
YourGhostStories.com. Woken by a sex ghost.
Oh, my gosh.
No, woken by sex with a ghost.
Even better.
I'm a widow. Not me, but the author. I'm a widow, and I live with my teenage daughter in a mobile home in a trailer park. My home is less than 20 years old, but it is definitely haunted. We have two types of ghosts. One is human, and one is an animal. It doesn't go there. Don't worry. It doesn't go.
Okay.
They seem to travel together, so when one isn't around, neither is the other. Over the last 6 years, we've had several experiences with our ghosts, from soda cans flying across the room, fans being knocked off the television twice. I'm going to discount that one, because if your fan's on your TV, that means it's one of those clip-ons, and they oftentimes slide off on their own. Hearing typing on keyboards, but there's no one on them when I check. And hearing a laugh track from old sitcoms from the 60s, and the TV isn't even on. Thumping in the back room. Things walking on the bed.
What kind of thumping?
Maybe it's her daughter and the ghost.
No,
I don't know.
No.
Things walking on the bed and resting at our feet, which would be the animal, I suppose. And so on. My daughter's friends have all felt the ghost cat. And a few have experienced the human. We all accept that ghosts exist and welcome them. I've had ghostly encounters in nearly every home I've lived, so I think they realize we're safe and can be trusted. We watched a show on Discovery or some channel like it about women who have had sexual encounters with ghosts. That night when I went to bed, I commented aloud that I wouldn't be opposed to having a ghostly visitor with have sex with me. I masturbated and fell asleep, much like I did. Much like I did every night. Later that night, I half woke up and discovered I was half laying on my stomach and my hips were moving as if I were having sex. I could feel a weight against me, but I knew I was the only one in the room. I didn't recall having any erotic dreams. I drifted back to sleep, and that's all I remember. The next night, it happens again. I didn't pleasure myself this time before sleep.
Oh, my word. This is too much for me.
I wake up in the same position with the same movements on my hips with the weight on top of me. Again, there was no one else in the room and no erotic dreams. I drifted back to sleep, and that was the end of it. We had the usual ghostly interactions over the next few months, but no more sexual activity. One day, I realized we hadn't had any interactions for a few months. Then 2 weeks ago, my daughter was awoken by a man screaming in her room. Just the two of us were here. Then as I was getting dressed to go out to a party. This is an important part here.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I broke into song.
Then, as I was getting dressed to go out to a party, I heard the door open and a male voice say, "I'm back."
Oh,
We weren't expecting company, so I was half naked in my bathroom with the door wide open. I heard the voice and slammed my bathroom door, then asked who was there. My daughter, who was in the kitchen, said she hadn't heard anything. After that, the ghost interactions started up again. They've been very active, especially the animal. I have felt it on my bed many nights, and my daughter has had her own experiences. Last night, the ghost animal was moving all over my bed. I knew it wasn't my cat, as I could see or touch.
Dude, this is also messed up.
I drifted off to sleep after masturbating. This lady likes to do it every night. Almost every night. I half woke up in the same position as the two other times. I could feel a weight against me, and my hips were moving as if I were having sex. I drifted back to sleep and woke again with the same thing happening, and then finally fell asleep for the rest of the night. I don't mind, and it isn't hurting me, so I don't really care if it continues.
I feel like she really, really is the opposite of "I don't mind."
What do you mean? You think she likes it?
I feel like she's you, Sean. I feel like she's like, yeah! Oh, kind of.
Kinda. She said, "It's just a really weird feeling. And it has been nice coming to the site and seeing others who have similar stories." That would be me, though. I'll be honest. I'll be like, whoop, whoop, baby.
And I would be like, how do I stab the ghost?
You wouldn't even wake up the way you sleep.
If the ghost is getting it on with my man, I think I'm going to have some jealousy issues.
If I wake up.
Wait, has this been happening and you just haven't told me?
I'm going to gamble on you not waking up. I've been gambling on you not waking up.
No, dude, was all that noise you just made? You just made so much noise.
Oh, me putting some papers out.
Stop moving the papers.
They're stopped.
Ready? I have a story.
Oh, you do? Is it a personal one?
Hell to the no. It is a story from Ranker. The only personal ghost sex story is the two fingers on my thigh.
That's right.
In which I didn't hide it from you.
No, not at all.
Like, wake up! Wake up!
I wouldn't hide it from you either.
No, you'd be gloating.
Because when it was over with, I'd be so naturally so horny, I'd have to wake you up.
He'd be like, "Guess what I did? Guess what I did?
I'm not like friggin' Scooby-Doo, baby."
He'd be totally Scooby-Dooing it. He'd be so excited. And I'm so horrible. I'd be like, "I'm gonna kill that ghost." So, anyways. Would you like to hear another very short story?
I'm waiting for your story.
All right, so in 2010, according to Ranker.com, again, source in the podcast notes, an anonymous author on Your Ghost Stories told her story about being visited by multiple ghosts in the middle of the night. Uh-oh. And while she was unsure about the initial visit, she became used to the overtly physical nature. Quote, after several weeks of waking up feeling aroused, one night I woke up in this condition. However, this time I was somehow aware that what had happened to me was the spirit presence was somehow involved with me sexually. I was very sexually aroused and did the O word. She said the word, but I
You mean she had an orgasm?
Oh, you said the word.
Baby.
Okay, so anyways, Ranker was like, what kind of ghost exactly was visiting her? A pirate ghost? A bed sheet? Casper? The ghost of Patrick Swayze from Tu Wong Fu? Not even close. Quote, I soon began seeing translucent images of him. He is not a man. He is some greenish lizard, dinosaur type.
I'm laughing, not because of the greenish.
What? But you're not?
All of my paper noise is because you just stole my story.
No, I'm sorry.
You thief.
I know. He's not mean or scary. All he wants is to arouse me and play together sexually. It is as if he wants to transfer sexual energy to me. He's a greenish lizard dinosaur type thing. Greenish lizard.
Yeah.
Her ghost is a lizard.
Sean. Sounds more like an alien to me.
Would you be okay with that?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Personally?
Yeah, you is you. Yeah, babe. You.
A lizard?
Yeah, you're doing it with a lizard lady.
Sure.
Oh. You know how to make your wife feel not special.
Well, you know what? Anytime I answer a question like that or anything like that, I mean, it's just I'm imagining that you don't exist. I've never been so lucky to have you in my life.
What? You just said you're imagining I don't exist.
I said, I said imagining that I've never been so lucky as to have you in my life. See? I don't need to have sex with a ghost as long as you're in my bed.
I feel like you might, especially if it's a green lizard ghost.
You think I need to?
I think you want to.
No. I'd rather have a human.
I think you're being honest.
I would rather have a humanoid type ghost than a green lizard ghost. Yeah.
And then the ghost was like this jellyfish sponge.
I'm not into that. I'm not into the animals, baby.
You're no furry, man. You are no furry.
That's not a real animal. That could be a little different. I'm going to admit.
A furry is an animal?
No, a furry is a human in a furry costume.
No, a furry is a furry.
A furry. Teddy bear, furry, call it what you want. I'll do it.
No. No.
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to die. I'm just going to die here right now. Okay, do you want to tell another story? Because I can't handle anymore.
No, nah, that was my last one. You sucked it up.
No. All right, so there were
these people. I got one.
Oh, I started. Ready?
It's back to the celebrity ones.
No, I'm going with this. Ready? There are these people on BuzzFeed. Katie Heaney, Ariana Rebellini, and someone called iExplorer, who apparently is too uptight to have their own real name. And these ladies, and maybe a man, I don't know who the third person is, decided that they wanted to seduce a ghost.
Yeah.
There's this very famous psychic medium named Patty Negri, who calls herself a good witch. And she is allegedly the leading expert on spectrophilia, which is people wanting to do it with the ghosts and ghosts wanting to do it with people and that whole realm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anyways, according to them, they decided they had certain steps in order to try to have sex with a ghost. Again, we are not telling you all that you should do this, but we're going to share these steps with you. Number one is you should be in a good mood. Number two is you should make your like space cool, like you're gonna do it with somebody alive. Like, you know, have some incense, have some mood lighting. Maybe Barry White is on the Sonos, the Spotify.
What a waste of time.
Number three, you know, you'd probably get more lucky if you spent that time, Sean. Number three is you want to think, where do you want to have the Humba Jumba with that ghost? Is it your bedroom? Is it your couch? Is it your kitchen counter? You want to psychically define that space. Number four, you want to protect that space in some way. Like if you're Christian, put up some crosses, whatever. If you're Wiccan, do some, you know, binding. Number five is you want to do some slow, deep breathing and kind of imagine your ghostly sex partner, what they'd feel like. And you want to ask the universe, like, hey, give me a hot lover right now. And number six is you want to chant while breathing deeply, come to me, loving spirits. And I know for sure that I'm going to wake up tonight in the bed. I'm going to hear Sean sing, come to me, loving spirits. Come to me, loving spirits.
No, I'll be asleep before you, baby.
And then number seven is you got to believe that they're going to come to you, those loving spirits. And number eight is you, like, hopefully, that's a direct quote, that word, quote, hopefully you will start feeling sensations. You might hear something, smell something, notice something, and things are going to get down. And then number nine is you want to talk to the spirit and show them, like, you mutually respect each other. Everything's consensual. And then number 10.
Jesus Christ.
And I don't think Jesus is involved in any of this, honey. And then number 10. And I told you the names of the authors already. Number 10, what, quote, when it's over, thank the spirit. You can decide if you want to invite it back or not. And close the veil or portal that you open. Consciously, verbally state that all entities must leave. And you're closing the veil. And that's the part that cracks me up. Because I just have this like image of people being like,
They're going to fall asleep and leave that veil open.
Yeah. Like, or else like in the real life, like version of that is like, get the F out of my house now. You know, it's like we're not cuddling. We're done. I've used you. I'm done here. Get out. Like, it's so mean sounding.
I know.
John Bell said non-disclosure agreement. But yeah. That's right. Like,
Carrie and I have those for each other.
No, we don't.
Non-disclosure agreements. Anyways.
Yes.
I had
Isn't that interesting?
I forgot. Yeah, very interesting.
The steps of having partnerships with ghosties.
Oh crap!
you gotta talk.
I'm thinking about what I'm gonna do tonight. That's all.
No.
Come to me.
No.
Hey, at least ghosts can't get pregnant, right?
That's a really good question.
Well, maybe all those years you've spent looking for my random children on the genealogy site.
I do.
Ghosts just don't show up.
Dude, Sean is not lying. Like, his DNA is on the ancestry.com stuff. And every week I'm checked. Like, maybe you have a child you didn't know about. Like, I get so excited and hopeful. And every week there's no random child that Sean did not know about.
That's right, baby.
But I hope it's keep hoping. As Tammy says, no ghost babies.
Sean doesn't make babies, period, let alone ghost babies.
Poor Shawnee. Your babies would be too big to come out of a normal human womb. Anyways.
A normal human womb. They're going to grow up in the womb. They got to come out of the vagina.
Oh. Okay.
You've had a baby.
I have.
It didn't just pass through your stomach.
But I didn't have a giant Sean Farrar baby. That would have probably killed me. Despite, I've told everybody that creeper story, right? About the creepy guy from Alabama who I went on a random date with by accident. And he's like, "You got blue eyes. Your hips are small, but I bet you'd be a good breeder."
You are a good breeder, babe.
No, I'm not. I only have one kid. That's not that good a breeder.
That's my problem, not yours. I'm like the $5,000 stud dog that just doesn't produce.
You are, baby. But that's okay. That's my adoption is cool.
That's TMI, woman. Let's move on. You got
okay.
Oh, wait. I got to tell my story. It's another celebrity story.
I'd love to hear it.
It's Lucy Liu.
Oh, she's so sexy.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And this is from Bustle.com. Carrie's got a little bit of something. Anyway.
I have a little bit of anything. Go on with your story.
In 1999, Lucy Liu told Us Weekly that she had a sexual encounter with a ghost while trying to nap on her futon.
Really?
Yep. Some sort of spirit came down from God knows where and made love to me, she said. It was sheer bliss. I felt everything.
That's nice.
I felt everything. I climaxed.
Oh my gosh, that's too much information for me.
And then he floated away. It was almost like what might have happened to Mary, the Virgin.
Are you serious?
That's what they said. That's what she said.
Oh, that's a lot, Lucy Liu. That's
how it felt. Something came down and touched me, and now it watches over me.
Well, that's nice.
That's because it's jealous every time she's banging one of those other dudes.
Oh, my gosh. All right, I'm going to talk. All right, this is my favorite headline I've ever seen in my entire life, and I want to make sure that we have time for it before the podcast is over.
It's a headline?
Yes, and it's on Ranker, so I guess it's a subhead. And the subhead is the Phantom Humper strikes again.
Oh, that's not a ghost. Sheesh.
All right. This is a Florida woman, Sean.
Definitely not a ghost.
So you and John Bell. Okay. No. You were in Maine. It was 2010.
Oh, damn it.
And she said she lives alone with, quote, her two dogs in a home surrounded by trees. And she and her ghosty friend did it once, but then, as things often do, it got darker. So here's the direct quote.
She got horrible taste in men.
Apparently, even ghost men. A while back when I was sleeping, I felt a strange feeling or something pushing me down into my bed. It weirded me out, but I kind of ignored it. Weeks later, I was awakened by the shouting of my name. I thought it was a bad dream. And ignored it. She's a lot of ignoring this lady. Now, for the last week, as I lay down to sleep, I felt the bed shaking very lightly and like something was walking across my pillow and head like a cat might do. How very weird. I felt as if something was crawling around my legs and buttocks and turned on the lights and checked my bed for bugs, but nothing. Okay, then it happened again, but this time I was still awake. I felt the crawling in this cool spot on my
vagina?
No.
Breasts?
No, your bummy.
Anus. Area. Anus.
Oh, yes, thank you. And private area and light pumping going on. How weird is that sometimes? Like a slight pin and needle feeling around my hips or buttocks.
Huh. I've never heard it described that way before. But
my favorite part is, how weird is that sometimes? Yes.
There's some lonely women in these stories
how
sometimes.
How weird is that?
How odd, but I love to continue.
How weird is that sometimes?
I am oftentimes visited by... No, keep going, baby.
That's it.
That's it?
That's the whole story.
That's the whole story? She didn't orgasm?
She has too much class to talk about that, baby.
That was a really light story.
Dude.
Not your
headline,
fault.
The headline made it.
What was the headline?
The headline was, oops, I lost it. The headline was right. The Phantom Humper strikes again.
Oh my God. That'll be my new name, honey, in our business.
No, you are not allowed. No,
I didn't mean me. I meant that's my new excuse. It was the Phantom Humper, baby. Not me. Look at me. I'm sleeping.
Are there any more celebrity stories?
Yeah.
Can we hear one? Because those are more intriguing, I guess.
This is, I think I know who this is, but I'm not sure. Coco Austin?
Coco Austin, yeah.
Yeah, I think she was the girlfriend of somebody famous. And she's probably famous in their own right, but. It was like a Ice-T. That's who it is. It's Ice-T's better.
I met her.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, because at Book Expo America, I had this huge long line, and I thought this is the pinnacle of my career, and it's never gonna get better than this.
Yeah.
And like, I had this line, and it like went as far as you could see, and it went around like. The corners and through the Javis Center. And my editor, Michelle Nagler, was like, holy F word. Holy F word. I'm like, it's never again. This is it, right? This is like the pinnacle. And she's like, probably. Which did not help. And now I'm doing podcasts. But I was like, this is the pinnacle of my career. And I'm like, so psyched about it, right? I'm like, holy crap, this is amazing. And then all of a sudden, Ice-T and Coco show up with this entourage, because I guess they had a book, and they go right behind me to my right, behind my shoulder, with all these press and cameras. I'm like, yeah, my pinnacle's not this. It was so depressing. I was like, oh, yay me. Oh, never mind. It's just kind of the story of my life, honestly. I never get those glamour moments. Because someone like Coco and Ice-T are always
there. Shows you up, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tell us a story about Coco.
So Coco was watching TV one night.
She was wearing Ice-T there?
Nah, not yet. And she was wearing a nightie. And she felt her dress move up a nightie. She felt her.
You're telling this creepy.
That's what it says, a nightie.
N-I-G-H-T-I-E. Somehow it's creepy. It sounded creepy.
She was wearing an ankle-length, old lady-style nightgown of the heaviest that material.
That works.
It was flannel, as a matter of fact. She felt her dress, which weighs 400 pounds per square foot, move up her leg.
No!
She looked down and got freaked out.
As you would.
She pushed it down and continued watching TV. Then felt it again. And she could see it being pulled up.
And then she thought, Carrie's Need Chronicles should be a movie. And I'm going to make that.
And then she felt the guy breathing in her ear. That would be fantastic.
It would. Breathing in her ear?
Yeah. Like, you know, when you get aroused, your breaths get deeper. Not like a prank call.
I imagine it.
She claims that ghosts haven't bothered her since her marriage to Ice-T.
Well, that's because Ice-T is magic, man.
Yeah.
He was very cool in real life. They were both kind of nice, honestly.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Did you meet him, too?
Yeah, they were both right there. They were both there.
He was with her?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess.
She's pinnacle of your career, baby.
I know. This is so sad.
This is the pinnacle of your career right here.
Right here. This episode right here. Talking about ghost sex. Yeah, I feel it. Yeah.
I got so many outs out of this podcast, man. I can do no wrong after dark in our bed now.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
No, that's not true.
Definitely not true.
Definitely not true.
Don't touch me. I'm sleeping.
That is kind of
fucking. Oh.
Oh, language.
My bad. I don't get to sleep with ghosts. I get the demons. Was that a succubus, right?
Yeah.
What?
So, anyways, in our bed at night, there often cats will come in the room, and the cats will hit me with their little claws out, but never scratch me until I pet them. And I have to pet them for pretty much a half hour. And then usually when the cats stop, Gabby decides to cry.
Our dog. Gabby's our dog.
Yeah, not a random person. Gabby the dog will be like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, look at Tammy Fowler's comment.
I know. Do you think she thinks I'm the hot mess or are you the hot mess?
I don't know. I was kind of thinking she was just thinking about our general sleeping conditions. Okay, we got a dog, and he kind of works in my favor because he takes up like a quarter of Carrie's sleeping space. He takes up a quarter of the bed, which would be half of Carrie's sleeping space. So he basically herds her into my arms.
He does. It's and, just not fair. And then the cats come.
And then we have the two cats, which bat her around and sleep up against me. So,
Which is evil.
And then we have our other dog on the floor who sleeps in her bed because she's an actual good dog. But she gets really scared at night and she'll whine and stuff. And it's
once in a while.
We don't get much sleep. Between the animals and the ghost visits, it's horrible.
See these bags under my eyes?
Mine too.
It's all because of the animals. I still want to know who the hot mess is. Am I the hot mess?
Yeah, you're the hot mess, baby.
I would like to be hot, so I'm okay with that.
You're pretty hot. And you're
Look at this makeup free face right now. This
you can be a mess sometimes.
Makeup free face. I'm going to pretend Tammy was talking about me.
She was talking about you.
I don't think so. I think you're really the hot one.
I'm not a hot mess, though.
I think you are, Farrar. Especially when you do your Matthew McConaughey impersonation.
All right, all right, all right. Oh! She said both of us were.
Damn you, politician, you.
I want Dee Harrison now. That's whenever we do make love, that's how I cap it off. All right, all right, all right.
Maybe it's past 8. Do you want to thank everyone for listening and all that kind of stuff?
Thank you all.
Sweet and kind.
I don't know how to do that. Thank you all for listening. It was very kind of you to take an hour out of your Friday night.
Or just 5 minutes popping in and out.
Yeah, true that. True that. And if you're lonely, I hope a horny ghost visits you tonight. Just say, all right, all right, all right.
Oh, no.
I keep getting older, but the ghosts, they stay the same age.
Oh, that's so creepy, baby. I don't even know how to make our outro go.
Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday. Live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.